Exodus 32 informs us of a pivotal and tragic event in the history of Israel. The Israelites, while Moses is out on Mount Sinai receiving the law from God, they become spiritually impatient and ask Aaron to create a golden calf idol for them to worship. And my brothers and sisters, this signifies a major act of idolatry and a breach of Israel's covenant with God. A breach of the covenant where they were to remain faithful to God. And it's been about 3 or 4 months since they've been released from Egypt. But the acts of idolatry and our breach is already occurring. And Aaron did as they requested, and he asked them to remove the gold earrings that their wives, their sons, and their daughters were wearing, and bring them to him. And when they brought them to him, he gathers the gold jewelry and he throws it into the fire and molds the gold into an image of a calf. And after creating the gold calf, they said that this is their God who brought them out of Egypt. Just three or four months. And the next day, after the gold calf was molded, the people holds a festival. And they offer sacrifices to the golden calf, and they feast and celebrate before it. So while still on Mount Sinai before God, the Lord tells Moses to leave the mountain immediately because the people are already turning away from what he had commanded them. And he informed Moses he was going to destroy them for their wickedness. And Moses asked God the question, why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? And Moses, being the spiritual and compassionate leader he is, begs God not to destroy them, by reminding God of the promises he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to make Israel a great nation. So Moses, with Joshua at his side, goes down the mountain carrying the two tablets. And my brothers and sisters, on the tablets was an inscription, and the tablets were inscribed on both sides. In fact, the Bible says the tablets were the work of God, and then writing engraved on the tablets was the writing of God. The writing on the two tablets by God gave Moses the law and commandments to teach to the Israelites. So in other words, the writing contained the hopes, the blessings, the direction, the means to live together, the means on how to treat each other. And it also contained the curses and consequences of sin. And as Moses and Joshua neared the camp, Moses and Joshua hear the noise of the people. Joshua, for some reason, characterizes it as the sound of war in the camp. But Moses replied, it is not the sound of victory, and it's not the sound of defeat. Moses said, it is the singing that I hear. And after hearing the singing and the sound, they continued their descent. And as Moses approaches the camp, he saw the calf and the dancing. The Bible says he became so angry that the Bible describes it as his anger burned. And out of his anger, he threw the tablets out of his hands, breaking them to pieces at the foot of the mountain. My brothers and sisters, out of Moses' anger, he shattered or broken to pieces at the foot of the mountain the hopes, the blessings, the direction, the means to live together, and the means on how to treat each other, all broken into pieces at the foot of the mountain. The Bible also says, and after breaking the tablets into pieces at the foot of the mountain, that he took the calf the people made and burned it in the fire. And my brothers and sisters, this is the same Moses that God told in verse 10 to leave him alone because his anger burned against the Israelites to the point he wanted to destroy them. This is the same Moses who sought the favor of God to not let his anger burn against his people. This same Moses now finds himself in a position where his anger burned to the point that he broke the tablet into pieces. The dreams, the hopes of the future of the Israelites as inscribed by God, because of Moses' anger's burning, now lay in pieces at the foot of the mountain. And it's interesting to me that the same Moses who was just in the presence of God, this same Moses who is carrying the work of God, this same Moses who was carrying the writing of God, got so disappointed and angry that he sinned against God. After all that God had done in his life, after all that God had placed in his human hands, after all that God had given him, out of his disappointment, his anger burned so that he shatters the very instructions and promises written by the finger of God to be given to the people of Israel and taught to the people of Israel by Moses in teaching them to live a blessed and productive life. At Moses' feet lays the pieces that once represented the hopes and dreams of the Israelites. And my brothers and sisters, maybe some of you are asking the question, the same question that I ask: how could someone called by God, empowered by God, purposed by God, take what God has inscribed on the two tablets and out of anger and disappointment throw it down, break it into pieces at the foot of the mountain? And my brothers and sisters, is not anything out of the extraordinary that I'm about to tell you, but there is a simple response that calls or that answers all of our failures in God, and it is no secret. It is sin. It is sin. Because the Bible tells us in James chapter 1, verses 19 through 20, to be slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Disappointment led to sin that caused Moses to shatter into pieces the very tablets that God used his divine finger to write out his promises to the Israelites. How they were to live together, the vision for the people, God's warning about obedience, fidelity, and faithfulness. But now he, Moses, stands over the broken pieces. He now stands over the hopes, the dreams, and the key to living a covenant, key to living a covenant relationship with God by himself and the Israelites. And if we are honest with ourselves at this time of quietness, there are times in our life that sin has caused our lives to be shattered into pieces. We have given ourselves to live out the same story as Moses, carrying out the purpose that God has called us to, committed to doing what God has called us to do, but challenged by the response of the people in our lives. Prepare to reach out, lead, and branch out into our covenant life with God, but the celebration of God's blessings in his life, or in your life, is met with disappointment. Living for God, but disappointment causes our lives to be broken into pieces. Living for God, but disappointed when our spouse walks out on us. Living for God, but disappointed when members of the auxiliary fail to show up and give support. Living for God, but disappointed when the leadership fails to recognize the contributions made by you to the ministry. Living for God, but disappointed because some of the membership's lives seem not to be changing, and they seem to be living just as they were 5, 10, or 15 years ago. Living for God, but disappointed in the response of people in our lives who refuse to recognize the very instructions God has written on the tablets of our lives. And we, like Moses, find ourselves looking over broken pieces caused by our own disappointment. And I knew it was going to be quiet in here because I was quiet when I was preparing the sermon. And the question for all of us on this Sunday morning is, where do I go when my disappointment has me standing and looking at broken pieces at the foot of the mountain? How do I hold it together when my broken or shattered pieces seem to interrupt or jeopardize what God has called me to do? In chapter 32, we see the disappointment with the failures, the frustration, and the brokenness. In chapter 34, it gives us what we need in order to find the answer to what do we do next. And in chapter 34, it gives us some direction as to what we ought to do. And in chapter 34, verse 1, the Lord tells Moses to find 2 more stone tablets like the first one. Y'all should have clapped right there. And Moses finds that there is life after the broken pieces. Moses finds that when he has broken into pieces the very thing that God has given him to carry out, or inscribed on the tablets of his life, that God is the place where things get worked out. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, it is God who offers Moses a chance to create new tablets and renew the covenant. Yes. It is God who gives Moses another chance to create two new tablets. And my brothers and sisters, there is good news in this for you and for me. Even though you didn't clap about 30 seconds ago. If God offers Moses and the Israelites a chance to create 2 new tablets and to renew their covenant with him, God will also allow you and I to create 2 new tablets when we break into pieces the tablets of our life. The broken tablets are a powerful reminder that God is willing to restore us when we repent and return to him. So when we experience brokenness and are standing looking at the broken piece of our life at the foot of the mountain, it is God who offers the forgiveness and the opportunity to start all over again. It is God who offers grace and mercy that gives us another chance. And I don't know about you, but I wish I had 2 or 3 of you who really are glad that you serve a God of another chance. And I don't know about you, but I've had times in my life when I looked at the broken tablets in my life and wondered, will I be able to get over this mess that I created? But the God of another chance shows up, and he shows out. Do I have a witness in this place? My tablet's broken at the foot of the mountain, but God reminds me that he is a God of another chance. And my brothers and sisters, when things break or go wrong, whether it's our plans, our relationships, or our faith, God is the ultimate source of restoration. The broken tablets are a reminder that God's grace and mercy allows us to rebuild and renew our commitment to God Himself. And I don't know about you, but I'm about ready to sit down. I'm reminded because my wife has this cookie jar that has meant a lot to her. It had purpose, it had meaning and significance in her life. At some point in our marriage, the top to the jar was broken. The cookie jar was damaged, and the damage impacted its purpose. Because when the cookie jar was damaged, the top was damaged, it damaged what the cookie jar was intended to be, and that was to store cookies. But even though the top of the cookie jar was damaged, it did not have an impact on its meaning and significance in my wife's life. In fact, out of the significance and meaning in her life, she found a way to ensure its purpose was not lost. And she found a glue to glue it all back together again. She used what we call Gorilla Glue. You see, my brothers and sisters, Gorilla Glue forms an incredibly strong bond, and it bonds to virtually anything. Do I have a witness in here? It has industrial strength and versatility. So my wife meticulously and carefully glued the top of the cookie jar back together again with Gorilla Glue. You see, as long as the top was broken into pieces, she could not store cookies in it, because they would not keep with the cookies jar's damaged top. But with the use of Gorilla Glue, that which was broken and useless has now become useful with the use of Gorilla Glue. And my brothers and sisters, sometimes in our lives, even when God has inscribed our dreams and our hopes on two tablets, we need the glue to hold ourselves together, don't we? When our lives have been broken into pieces by the loss of a child, broken into pieces by the loss of loved ones, broken into pieces when a spouse walks out on you, broken into pieces when you unexpectedly lose your job, broken into pieces when the very purpose that God has called you to is sidetracked by your own conduct, your own misgivings, and your own actions. And brothers and sisters, we need to remind ourselves that God's grace and His mercy is the glue. It is the glue that holds our broken pieces and our shattered lives together until we can get back on the right track with God. And Romans 5 and 15 says it just like that. This, that therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, this is the part I really like, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, that endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. And now as I close, let me remind you, remember this about your broken pieces, that your cracks are the most beautiful part of you. 1 Corinthians 4 and 7 tells us, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. You see, my brothers and sisters, your cracks and imperfections are part of what makes you human, but they also reveal the power and the grace of God. The glue that holds the pieces of our lives together. And I'm going to stop by saying this, that your struggle, your brokenness will be your story. That will be your story. You know, I deal with a lot of people and I hear a lot of things, and the things that I remembered most is when their brokenness has been put back together, because they come out stronger through the brokenness than they were before the brokenness. Do I have a witness in here? Do I have a witness in here? People always want to be victorious and want to have this victorious look on life. But my brothers and sisters, you cannot be victorious with God until you have been broken. It's impossible. It is absolutely impossible. Because it is your brokenness that shows the power of God in your life. It's your brokenness. I am not what I used to be because of my brokenness. You don't scare me like you used to because of my brokenness. I don't run like I used to from you because of my brokenness. I can tolerate a lot more now because of my brokenness. I won't cuss at you so quick because of my brokenness. It's the brokenness where God reveals his power in your life. God bless you. That is the end. Amen. That's the end.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay's Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.